again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. And we are moving towards Christmas, Christmas. We're moving towards the Christmas season. You don't want to preach like we used to about Christmas, Christmas. We want to always continue to study and elevate our thinking, elevate our mind, and see deeper into Christmas, Christmas. We want to take everything back for the Most High. We want to leave nothing for the enemy to use to confuse the people, denigrate the people. We're taking everything back for the Most High and for the people. Christmas, Christmas. I have preached the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. Every human being is a Christ spirit and soul in human flesh. Jeremiah 1:5. The Most High knew each and every one of us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before conception. That is normally only said of Christ. I must conclude that every human being is a Christ in human flesh. Psalm 8. Man made lower than the angels to rule creation. Hebrews, New Testament. Christ made lower than the angels to rule creation. I must conclude that man and woman are Christ in human flesh. Christ, the glory of God. Man, the glory of God. In Hebrews, New Testament. Man and woman are Christ in human flesh. Christ petitions a body to come into that Christ may lead captivity captive, which means Christ makes free all oppressed peoples, men, women, boys, and girls. Liberation for all. So that means that your body, my body, are the bodies that Christ petitioned to come into to free up the human being and liberate the human being. Man and woman are Christ. Hebrews tells us that the Sabbath yet prevails, that we must uphold the Sabbath, and the Sabbath, 7-day Sabbath, 7-year Sabbath, 7 times 7 years Sabbath, 49 year, and then the year 50 Jubilee, collectively teaching us that all debt, all usury, all interest is not the will of God, is against the laws of God, and all land must be returned to the original owner. No debt slavery, no slavery, no exploitation. That is our job as Christ's in human flesh. They who say that Christ has not come in the flesh, they are Antichrist. And we are here to say that each and every one of our flesh is the flesh that Christ has come into, and you, sister and brother, our spirit and soul, Christ, spirit and soul, energy in human flesh. We want to establish Christ government on earth. We want to establish Christ civilization on earth. We want to understand that this Christmas, Christ Mass, We are the Mary Christ Mass. Mary is rebellion. Rebellion against the oppressor, Miriam in the African Hebrew language. And we must rebel against oppression, slavery, exploitation. And we are the Christ in human flesh, and we must mass together collectively to bring in the Christ civilization. I want to cite again the teachings from Booker T. Coleman and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo and the Shabaka Stone and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. We want to try our best to do as much as we can for the next 2 hours, because as we prepare the babies and the children and the youth to establish the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, to establish Christ's government here and now on this earth, to establish the Christ civilization here and now on this earth, the babies, the youth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, poor, oppressed, proletariat peoples, the babies must go back to Africa and understand that all the sciences that are learned in the schools of today have their origins with the African ancestors of the human family. The African ancestors of the human family laid down the blueprint for that which we call quantum physics, that which we call quantum mechanics, that which we call the study of the atom, string theory, relativity. All of these sciences come from Africa, but the Africans taught us this science within the construct of the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within each and every human being, as each and every human being is a universe unto ourselves. We are made exactly like the sun, moon, stars, planets, the universe, earth, air, fire, and water. We are a mini micro universe. So the same power in the universe is within you and me and us. And we must prepare the babies with this knowledge and this truth. The ancient, as we work to establish Christ government, Christ civilization on earth, we must go back to Africa. The African ancestors laid down science, laid down religion, laid down civilization. And when we understand this reality and bring this truth forward, then the babies and the youth will be prepared. Watch this now. The ancient Africans taught us of the primordial age, primeval age, meaning the original order of things, the original age of things, a time of spiritual waters, hydrogen, fire, waters. Remember, the scientists tell us that all comes out of water. They got it from Africa. The African ancestors called this time period the noon period, the waters of noon. And you have noon in the 13th alphabet of the African Hebrew language, and you have water as the symbol. If I have my information correct, I'm not looking at it right now, trying to remember. Water is the symbol, and then the 12th, is it the 12th or the 13th? Let me see if I can find this, sisters and brothers. Lord have mercy. We want to try to do what we can do. Let me see. Is it alphabet? Do I have it under? Do I have it under A for alphabet? I think it's the 13th and the 14th letters. You have Mem as either the 13th or the 12th. Mem is in the front. That is because this knowledge comes from Memphis. And that symbol was order and having to do with chaos. And then you have the noon, which has to do with water, because collectively mem and then noon, this is the African teaching of these original time period of creation, in which you have a time of chaos and disorder. Then you have that noon comes through the nunneries, which should be pronounced nunneries of the Catholic Church, and the women in the nunnery order are women who are supposed to be chaste and are supposed to be implanted with the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm, but spiritually that sperm is the word of the Most High in the minds of the woman to produce truth, justice, and righteousness. This noon time period, these waters that represent matter, these waters that represent spiritual matter, these waters that are a hydrogen plasma, these waters, the sacred masculine, this noon is the sacred masculine. These waters are a green, translucent quartz type of water, waters that conduct and transmit light. These original primordial, primeval waters, original age of waters, fire, hydrogen waters. Now, light symbolically represents truth. And so we're talking about truth, justice, and righteousness. We're talking about a time period before the disorder, before the chaos. This waters at rest. This waters at peace. This time period where there's the potential for energy, but not energy. The potential for motion, but not motion. This is waters totally calm, peace, and at rest. Now, we want to try to connect everything. In Islam, you have Allah as one. But you yet in the prayers and phrases of Islam, you have Allah, who is the mother. Allah is the mother. Allah is the father. But in the Quran, you only hear Allah. But in the prayers, you hear Allah. But Allah is one in the Quran. And then you have we and us acting as if the we and us are Allah. So we have to see Allah as representing the whole of the expanse of the universe. But Allah in that, representing that time period of the waters of noon and all one, all peace, all calm. We are many, but when we get in tune with the universe, we work in a calm, peaceful manner. No warfare, no bloodshed, no death, no hell, no destruction. But we work on behalf of the principles of life and existing for all. So when we see the Quran and when we see Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High, referred here in Quran as Allah, that peace, that waters of noon, that time period of no separation, all oneness, all peace, all calm. This is what Prophet Muhammad was getting at. We are many. We are numerous. But we are one Allah, one noon, one calm and peace, all one. So then we move to the next phase. And notice the teaching, scientific teachings of rest and energy and potential for energy. Energy or at rest tends to stay at rest. One at rest tends to stay at rest. But when one gets into motion, one tends to stay in motion. And there is a point between rest and motion that is called critical mass. And that critical mass, that amount of energy that it takes to propel us into motion, is a scientific mathematical reality. The babies must be taught this knowledge and wisdom to be the facilitators of the government and civilization of Christ on earth. Now, phase two, we see this is the phase of motion and energy, but motion and energy in a chaotic, turbulent manner. Energy, motion, water waves, chaos, turbulence. And so now we see Ptah, the Most High in the personification of Ptah, rising out of the waters as a mound of earth. And this time period represents the mind and the power of the mind, as Ptah in his mind begins to call forth Atum, which is the third phase. And Ptah in his mind and the power in his mind, that mind acting on sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity, teaching every man, woman, boy, and girl that the universe and we as the human family have that power to act on sacred masculine, sacred feminine polarity, that we may produce spiritually, mentally, and morally truth, justice, and righteousness. So you can see the teaching of dialectics and the teaching that talks about how the self is realized in the opposite of the self. Thesis is realized in the antithesis of the thesis, producing synthesis. This is ancient African teaching, and the babies and the youth must have this knowledge and wisdom. So Atum rises up out of the power of the mind of Ptah. And Atum is Ra. Atum is the sun. Atum is fire and hydrogen. And so the scientists of today talk about how all was fire, and then the fire began to throw pieces of itself into formations of stars and various entities in the universe, planets, and so on. Well, this is the African teaching, because this Atum is that fire that rises up out of the mind of Ptah. Now, this Atum today is called the Atum, A-T-O-M. The Africans said Atum, A-T-U-M. And when you study the atom and then understand that the atom reflects the great expansive reality of the universe, and then you study the human being and understand that the human being is a micro universe reflecting the macro universe, then we have to conclude that we are like the atom, and Adam, A-D-A-M, is the Atum, A-T-U-M, today called the Atum, A-T-O-M. Now, Atum is that power that is connected to Ptah, but separate from Ptah, but yet connected to Ptah, that works to bring order to the chaos. So the Atum represents being aware and conscious. And so now with this awareness and consciousness, Atum begins to bring order into the creation, order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. Atum begins to call forth the names of the invisible forces. And in those names, you see masculine, you see feminine. And in those names are encompassed, by understanding the names, you understand the function of that force in the universe. And we want to keep this mentality as we shift into Luke and see the names of the people, and that these atoms, these atoms, male and female, masculine and feminine, these atoms, these sisters and brothers are called forth to bring order to the universe, order to the earth, because Rome, the Roman Empire, represents chaos, turmoil, turbulence. The system that we live under today represents chaos, disorder, turmoil, turbulence. And you, sister and brother, have been called forth by the power of the Most High as representations or representatives of the invisible forces of the universe that are alive within us, for us, for so that we may bring order to creation, order to earth, order to our lives, order to our families, order to our neighborhoods, communities, states, nation, and international. So, Atum begins to call forth in the water, these waters that are the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. He calls forth Nun, sacred masculine, representing the male, and the sacred masculine, representing the material world, material water, representing the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. Now, Nun needs Nonet. Nonet is the sacred feminine. She is the opposite. She is heavens and space and womb. The universe, when you look at the universe or look at water and look at the boundary of the water, the boundary, the shoreline, the boundaries and the boundary of the universe, that is feminine. But the waters are masculine because the waters carry the eternal life. The life energy is in the sperm. The life energy is in the water type material that we call seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. So this material must be implanted into the womb of Nonet, and we get birth. The babies, the youth, must know not just physical birth, but spiritual, mental, and moral birth process. Next, Atum calls forth her sacred masculine, representing infinity, because the seed of life, germ of life, holding that life energy, is infinite. But Hohet, sacred feminine, puts finite flesh on that infinite life force, and you have a child. This teaches us that some things are infinite, like truth and justice and righteousness and freedom, justice and equality. Other things are finite, do not last forever. Infinity is forever. Finite, limited period of time. So slavery, colonialism, exploitation, these things do not last forever. It cannot in this universe of life. But life, truth, energy, justice, these last forever. And because our flesh will not last forever, we only have a limited period of time to use the infinite life force within this finite flesh to complete the mission of the Most High. Next, Atum calls forth Kuk, sacred masculine, representing darkness, because all of this birth process takes place in the darkness of the structure of the sacred masculine and sacred feminine. The sacred masculine emits the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, into the dark womb of the sacred feminine. So Kuk is darkness, and Kaket, the sacred feminine, is light, because she takes what has been done in the darkness and reveals into the light that which has been done in the darkness. So you see that even in politics, the government, CIA, FBI, NSA, so on and so forth, act in darkness, not wanting what they are doing to do what? Be brought into the light. So you have people like Snowden, I think his name is Edward Snowden, who has, he has revealed into the light. He has become a coquette. You see, these principles are alive within the human family, whether we are male or female. We have both polarities in our construct. So the man, Edward Snowden, becomes a womb, a coquette to reveal into the light. Now, next, a tomb calls forth a moon. Sacred masculine represents that which is hidden. And then Amonet, she, the sacred feminine, reveals that which is hidden. So she represents that which is revealed, because once again, the womb takes that which has been hidden, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, hidden and unseen in the womb of the sacred feminine. After 9 months, now she reveals into the light that which was hidden and done in the darkness. The womb must be used properly. When we are going about truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, when we are going about our lives, conducting business, and doing that which we need to do to further our lives, further our plans, we don't reveal everything at once. We do it in the darkness. We do it hidden and unseen until such time as what we have done may be revealed into the light and not be crushed and destroyed. So we can use these principles for righteousness or use these principles for unrighteousness. And those in power, see, they understand all of these scientific principles, and they use these principles for evil. The house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, their presidents, prime ministers who are under their control, their media moguls who are under their control, their religious teachers, financial managers, CEOs, and whatnot, their whole construct. They know and use these same principles for wickedness and evil. We want to teach the babies and the youth that they must understand these principles and understand science so that we may establish the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Hydrogen is the foundation element in your whole table of elements. Hydrogen, element one, one proton, neutron, electron. I think helium, number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Helium is only a double hydrogen. And all the way to the end of the table of elements, all of these are hydrogens at another level. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.